Hello, Jess.
What's up, Elsa? What are you giggling about already?
I'm giggling already because as soon as I said hello, Jess, there's a drink being made around me. Frappuccinos. That's exactly it. Exactly yeah. it.
It's distracting. So, but this is what happens when you have no internet.
Exactly. So let's let everybody in on our little secret because nobody else is really, you know, you'll noticing there is background noise behind me today, my voice, and possibly throughout the entire episode because I am recording this episode of She Podcast with Jessica. Well, not with Jessica. I mean, obviously with Jessica, but I am at a Starbucks because we have no internet at my house. So there's that. At my new house.
Yay. New house, yay.
Yeah, new house, yay. Everything else is yay, except for the fact that it seems like I'm still negotiating to see what in the world I'm going to do to get internet to that house.
Mm.
So, yeah. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
Boo. Boo-boo.
This is fun.
So imagine me, you know, trying to, because there's no way to, because we have trees. I was just telling Jess. It seems like, you know, technology and nature kind of don't really go together because it seems like in order for technology to work, you really have to like literally you have to kill nature. You have to make it not be nature around you. And
I mean, but do you actually kill nature? Like, do you kill bugs and stuff or no?
Oh, my God. Do you really want to know the answer to that question?
Let me guess. You let them outside.
I put them outside. Yeah.
I hate you so much.
I know. Am I not horrible?
They are the most offensive.
I actually, you know, ever since I read that article that they have emotions. Did you know that like that there's an article out there that bugs have emotions, like they actually feel stuff? And I know it sounds like it sounds like the silliest thing ever, but I cannot bring myself unless it's like a cockroach. I do not, mm-hmm. do not pass go with cockroaches.
That's awful. Unless it's a cockroach?
Unless it's a cockroach. If it's a cockroach, you're dead.
Why are they?
Because they're disgusting.
They're all disgusting.
No, I can deal with spiders. I can deal with spiders. I can deal with beetles. I can deal with moths. Moths are actually quite beautiful, actually. I can actually deal with stink bugs. You know, grab them. Chuck them out. I cannot deal with...
Revolting and disgusting.
I just can't deal with cockroaches. Oh, and I can't...
Revolting?
Wait, and there's another bug, but they're actually kind of little. Fruit flies. I can't... Oh, my God. I cannot deal with fruit flies. They're so annoying. But, you know, you can't really let them outside because they're everywhere and might as well just kill them. So, yeah, I do wash them down the drain or put stuff on them to go away and stuff. So there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how are we talking about bugs? We were talking about internet. Oh, nature and killing nature and whatnot. So yeah, there's trees all over the place and I haven't been able to get internet.
Yeah, right.
So hopefully by next week, I will have something set up. But we actually have a crap ton of things that we need to talk about that have come up since you were MIA. First of all, give us the scoop on why you were gone. I was gone.
Who?
Oh, that's right. You're not even gone. It's me. Oh, my God. See? I don't even remember. Yeah. I was like, I'm thinking about the upfront.
Yeah, what? What now? Why was I gone? That's not till next week, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, and I got confused. All right, so where are you going?
I'm so thrown off. Okay. Next week. Actually, I can't record. I just realized. That's what I had to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, we know that. We already told John that you can't record.
Next week, I am going to the IAB's podcast upfront. The IAB is an Hello?
I'm here, dude. I just muted myself.
Oh,
I guess
muting.
Maybe I'm not going to mute myself because you'll freak out every time I do it.
I don't think you can.
Okay, all right.
Well, because sounds like I'm losing you.
Okay, all right.
So it's the International Advertising Bureau, and they do a lot of regulation on digital advertising as far as banner sizes and what's standard measurements and stuff like that. Last year, they hosted a podcast upfront, which allowed the podcast networks to pitch the shows to advertising agencies and large advertisers for sponsorship and advertising. So it was a half day thing, and like Gimlet Midroll, all these other networks were there pitching their shows. So this year they have extended it to a full day event, and I hustled my way in there like a rat with a
garbage can full of food.
That's right. I know. I just made myself sound like a rat. I like your way better. I don't know why I thought rat, but you're
not
right.
Okay.
Anyway, I hustled my way in there, and I'm extremely excited because it's in New York City from 96 on Wednesday. And do you know who's keynoting?
I don't want to. Don't even tell me because no. I actually know, and I am freaking out by that. I am freaking out.
Well, can I? Should I tell the audience?
Yes,
or should I wait?
Tell them.
I told Scott he was very angry about this. So Malcolm Gladwell is keynoting with Questlove.
I don't know who Questlove is.
Oh my God, The Roots.
Oh.
The band The Roots.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Questlove. And then also some the hosts that are going to be there, Ira Glass, Mark Maron. I know. Chuck Bryant from Stuff You Should Know. Jim Brewer, who I have loved since he was on SNL. And Gretchen Rubin from Happier with Gretchen Rubin. Anyway, Panoply, Ad Large, NPR, NYC, Midroll, all these people are going to be there. And there's going to be presentations from ESPN and Podcast One, Time Inc. And so I'm just excited to be in the audience. Even if I get no business from this whatsoever, nothing, even if for some reason I'm deaf mute while I'm there, I'll still be able to see how large networks pitch their shows and take away from that how to pitch the ones that I represent. So if nothing else, just being there and watching it will be a really invaluable experience. So that's why I'm excited. However, if there's a reception, and so I'm hoping to, you know, schmooze somehow in there and maybe talk to people about what I do.
You need to go tell Malcolm Gladwell that I love you, that I love him. You know what?
He has good hair.
I might just send you like a card and then you give it
for
to
his
him.
Autograph?
And then you give it to him and then just be like, okay, this is from my co-host that loves you.
Better send it today because it's like a week from now.
Yeah, but doesn't it get there like in 2 days?
I hope. I'm just saying.
I think it's super. Yeah. Okay. I might just do that. But that's going to be, that's amazing.
The other part of this, the She Podcasts aspect of this comes now.
What do you mean comes now?
Here it comes.
Oh.
I have to leave Tuesday afternoon because this thing starts at like 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to leave Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to be gone all day Wednesday. And because there's a reception and the thing's not over till 6, I have to stay again Wednesday night and come home Thursday, like around noon.
Okay.
But this Tuesday is also Isaac's first day of school.
Oh, yeah. I read
that. So I'm going to drop him off for school and then not see him again, not know how it went, not be here if there's a problem. It's killing me.
Oh, my
God. It's killing me softly with his song.
Just thinking about that made my stomach get in a big knot.
It hurts.
It does
so
hurt.
Bad.
And you know
what
really sucks?
And not only that, but Scott keeps going, like every time I go, I can't believe I'm going to miss it. And he goes, yeah, I really wish you were going to be
exactly.
here. I don't know what to tell you.
Is that not the lamest thing
never
ever?
He goes, I mean, obviously, I guess you have to go. Like he doesn't want to. He wants to tell me I have to go. If I got upset, he would encourage me to go.
Right.
But for me to be like, oh, I'm sad for he can't do anything else but be like, oh, womp womp.
Yep. That's exact. Well, see, I totally know exactly what that is. It's like if we make a choice or like, you know, if I have to fly away, like I feel like I have no outlet to be able to not complain, but to voice my guilt, to voice my sadness, to voice my, you know, just like feeling like I don't know if I should go. Like it feels so hard to leave the babies. And he would just go like, yeah, but you made that choice. So.
Yes.
You know, and then you're like, great. Thanks
right.
for being such a supportive.
Thanks.
Thanks for that.
You fucker.
Yeah. So therefore, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You know, it hurts really bad.
It does hurt really bad. I totally get it. And you know what's really weird is that when you look at it later, obviously like a year from now, it's still going to feel a little bit achy. It's still going to feel like, I can't believe I missed that. It's going to feel, but it won't have the impact, and it probably won't have the impact that you think it's going to have on Isaac. But at the same time, the moment that it's happening, it's big. It's like, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's such a challenge because sometimes, like, I don't know, like, I feel that as women, we need to just kind of sit and be okay with talking about it and seeing it and being able to voice how hard it is without, and this is what I hate, and I'm sorry.
I just feel like the worst mother in the world.
Yeah,
like, how
it does
could I
feel
leave
like
him?
That.
It's his first week of school ever, and I'm just going to drop him off and then peace out for 2 days. He's probably going to feel like I abandoned him for life.
I don't even know.
And then how is that going to affect, like,
when you
he's
going to
have a whole different sleep schedule. He's napping by himself for the first time when he's there. I know. How is he going to adjust? And I have no ability to help with this in any way.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's good is that he is going to be napping in a whole new way. So it's not like he can sit there and go like, this is what we do when we're at home. It's going to be all new. So maybe that'll help
because it'll be a whole new thing. But yeah, it's also going to be all new that mommy just doesn't live with us
right.
for 3 days.
Dude, I'm
That's
sorry.
What hurts.
I know. I mean, I remember like the night before I left, I think for not this podcast movement, but the other, I think the year before, I don't remember what it was. NA, I don't know what it was. It was like I was leaving. And the night before, Maymay, for 2 nights in a row, she was screaming and yelling at night because she knew when she woke up I wasn't going to be there. And I honestly was like, I don't know if I can go. This is emotionally too much for me. I cannot handle this child going nuts because I'm not going to be here. So
yeah.
I know how that felt. And I you know, I came back and it didn't feel any better. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Sorry, Jess.
No.
I came back
it
and I was like,
make me feel bad. Do you think
I felt
it would
just
make
as
feel
bad.
Better?
No, I felt just as bad when I came back. And I also had to then pay for the fact that I left because she was a mess for like a week
mm-hmm.
afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that sucked.
I mean, maybe if he was older, I wouldn't go. I just feel like this is the one thing I'm going to do all year that's going to make any kind of difference.
Wait,
am I fooling myself? I
no.
just feel like the upfronts. I'm not, right?
No,
like
you're
for
not.
For a person who's
big.
Starting a podcast agency, it's a really big deal.
It is.
Not because of Malcolm fucking Gladwell, but because just the opportunity to see what it's like and experience that so I can come back and be like, well, this is what advertisers expect, and this is how podcasts are being presented, and this is their selling points. Like, I need to know that stuff,
you
right?
You need to know, absolutely.
I'm not overselling it to myself.
No,
right?
You're not. And here's the thing, too. It's like when you start to, like, you can start to resonate in that expert level area, in that kind of level that people are going to be able to go to you, and then you're going to be able to have insight and information from the floor, meaning you're
you're
in the pulse of what's happening rather than a random person who's deciding now to start to sell podcast advertising when they've never done that for podcasts before. Like, you have the unique ability and position that you are, you know, I'm going to use this word, but not in its most positive way, in the indie perspective side of things, and you're taking mm-hmm. it to the professional side of things, and you kind of understand both sides, which is really unique. There's not very many people that can do that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
I have to go.
You do. And it's going to be great. And Isaac is going to be just fine.
Mind you,
I think we suffer a lot more. And that's why I'm saying it's like when I came back, the guilt was horrid. And it was tough. And I still, like I said, when I came back, I didn't feel any better. And Maymay didn't feel any better for like a week or so. Mind you, my kids are very, 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 very attached to me. And, you know, whatever. Now
mine
not
don't
so
give
much,
a shit.
But my kids are really attached to me, and that's what they were. I mean, that's how we did it. I mean, we chose to do that. They didn't have that separation. So, mommy was their life. And so every time I leave, it's tough. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, you have to go.
I have to go.
You're right.
It's true. I am suffering. Whether he does or not is really inconsequential. It hurts me.
I know. He's going to be fine. Isaac is like a little powerhouse right now. He's like at the cusp of total. Like, he's just, it feels to me that he's like, the world is my oyster.
He is.
You know what I mean?
He is.
So,
you're right.
So I feel like he's just going to be fine. There's going to be lots of little interesting things that are happening around him, and he's going to enjoy it. And it'll be great. It'll be 2 days.
Okay. All right. You're right.
But.
Thanks, Elsie.
You're welcome, dog. Bubba. So, how about from this, we go really quickly to a little bit of audio feedback that is going to be wrapped around tips for this episode, because I didn't want to add new tips because we have a lot of things to talk about. So let's hear it for our tips for this episode.
Hi there, podcasters. My name is Chris Baker Dersch, and I'm the producer of No Extra Words, the Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm here with an invitation to any podcaster hearing my voice. I want you to be part of the Telebration Podcast Storytelling Festival. What I'm going to do with this audio is I'm first going to tell you what Telebration is, and then I'm going to tell you how you can participate, and then I'm going to tell you how you can find me if you have questions. I'm sending this out in audio because you're podcasters and I thought you would like things coming in through your ears, but if you would like to read all this in a different form, please visit me over at podcaststoryfest.wordpress.com. That's podcast one singular storyfest.wordpress.com. Telebration is an international storytelling festival. It's a trademark of the National Storytelling Network. And all over the country, and indeed all over the world, in November, typically the third Saturday in November, producers get together on a local level and celebrate storytelling with concerts, with recitations, with evenings of storytelling delight. To my knowledge, and I would love somebody to correct me if they know something I don't, but to my knowledge, there has never been an entirely digital celebration of Telebration. There have been events that have been recorded and later released on podcasts, but to my knowledge, everything has always been in person. There's never been a 100% digital event. No Extra Words would like to host a 100% digital event for Telebration. Why? Because podcasts tell great stories. This is a niche medium, which I think you guys know. A lot of you are talking to very small audiences about very specific things. I'm a member of the She Podcasts group, and on Wednesdays we share our latest episode. And I was scrolling through a recent Windbag Wednesday thread, and I am blown away by the kind of niches you guys represent. There are shows about mindful parenting or homeschool parenting. I mean, just in the parenting alone, there are all these little niche groups, but it's more than that. You health podcasters have shows on diabetes, on women's health. You business podcasters have shows on what it's like to be a solo entrepreneur, what it's like to run a business from your house, what the first 200 days are like. You fitness podcasters are about more than just fitness. There's a woman running a podcast about what it's like to take hikes with llamas. You guys are dealing with things in your niche, and those niches have great stories to share. And I want to bring the stories from all of those niches, from all of those tiny groups together, and celebrate the storytelling you guys are doing behind the mic every single day. If you want to be part of it, this is what you need to do. You need to tell a story. I'm going to use my other show, Atta Girl, as an example of the kind of story you can tell. Atta Girl is a women's baseball podcast, so definitely a niche. I could do a lot of things if I was telling you a story based on Atta Girl. I could tell you the story of women's baseball and why, when I said women's baseball, you're like, wait, women don't play baseball. I could tell you that story. I could tell you the story of my buddy AJ and how she and I met and discovered a rabid fandom, and then she found herself launching a movement and said, hey, Chris, can you help me? And I said, sure, let's start a podcast. I could tell you that story. I could tell you the story of the wonderful Kelsey, who we showcased on our show, who blew us away at 16 years old with everything she's doing in women's baseball. I could tell you Kelsey's story. I could also tell you the story of Mary, the first listener who really shouted out to us and told us how what we were doing impacted her. I could tell you any one of those stories and a million more, and I bet you can too. The hard part for you is going to be to pick one. A story can be embellished. It can be dramatic. It can be out there. That's okay. We're ordinarily a fiction podcast, and I'm expecting that most, if not all, of these that are going to come to me are going to be nonfiction. That's fine, but this is storytelling, guys. Feel free to wind it up. And remember, you're talking to people who are used to hearing short stories. Make sure this delivers the listener something. Gives them a beginning. Gives them a middle. Gives them an end with a punch. Tell us a story. I know you guys can do it. So now you know what, and you're sending it to noextrawords@gmail.com. Now you got to know all the nitty gritty details, the rules. One of these per show, please. If you run two shows, you can send two, but one per show. Any podcast, big or small. I honestly don't care. If you're a podcaster and you're hearing my voice, please send me your audio. I don't care if you have 5 listeners or 5 million listeners. It doesn't matter to me. Clean content only, please, people. No Extra Words is not a clean show. I'm going to admit that. But we're trying to get this out to as many people as possible. So clean audio only. And please be good podcasters and respect those copyright and fair use laws. Your file should be an MP3. And here's a big one. 4 minutes. You get 4 minutes, not 4 minutes and 10 seconds. You get 4 minutes. I know you have timers on your editing software, folks. I know you've got them. We are a short show here, and brevity is the name of the game. We are called No Extra Words. So edit tight, make it short. Your audio needs to include your name or names, the person or people doing the talking, and the name of your show, please, so we can find you. By sending it in, you certify that you're representing your show. So make sure you check in with your co-hosts or co-producers, if applicable. These need to reach me by September 30th, International Podcast Day. So that gives you just that amount of time to get something together. We're going to use as many of these as we can. I have no idea at the moment I'm recording this how many of these we're going to see. So we're going to edit tightly and use as many as we possibly can, stitch them together for a special episode of No Extra Words coming in November, and send it out as much as we can under that heading of Telebration. That's it. As long as you follow the rules, you can be as simple as you'd like. You can be as dramatic as you like. You can use whatever production style suits you, your topic, and your show. Just tell me a story. It's as simple as that. I'm asking you to tell me a story. Once again, find me at podcaststoryfest.wordpress.com or at noextrawords.wordpress.com. Email your entries or any of your questions to noextrawords@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from all of you, and please keep telling those wonderful stories. You know I'm listening. Take care, podcasters.
Yay. Thank you, Chris, for that long piece of feedback.
Sorry. Maybe next time we could just insert that in.
Yeah, exactly. That would be good. That would be good.
I went and got watermelon.
Dude, crazy. So send your stories, podcaststoryfest.wordpress.com. Go check
Wait,
that out.
Don't say it all again.
I know. noextrawords@gmail.com. There we go. All right. So we're done.
It's funny that it's called No Extra Words, and yet.
And yet we had lots of words. I know. That was a lot of words, dude. I'm sorry. It was like usually, yeah, for the, yeah. But still, thanks for listening.
No, it's fine.
Those
I'm
of you
just
who were
being
like
funny.
Sitting there listening and stuff. So, yay. That's a great little thingy majigger. I'm so cool with that. So, are you ready to move on to some news?
The news you can use for the informed podcaster. Podcasting news.
All right, so this
I'm
is
dumber.
Coming straight.
Every time I hear it, I think it's dumber.
Dude, it's the funnest thing ever in the whole entire world. Okay.
Whatever.
So this is coming straight from Facebook. I found this on Facebook. And this is from the amazing Derek Halpern. And
amazing.
This is news. So
amazing is not the word I would use.
Okay, but listen. He's, it was hilarious.
I mean, unless you mean amazing, aka a piece of work. He's definitely a piece of work.
He is a piece of work. But this is just, it's just, there's something. Have you guys, if you don't know who Derek Halpern is, you guys need to know him. Because he is quite a personality. I mean, meaning.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. So if you don't know who we're talking about, I
you'll be all right without knowing.
Go to YouTube and just search for Derek Halpern, because he's got a YouTube channel. And when he's on video, he's an incredibly animated individual. And he's got, he's very, let's just say that again, animated. He's very animated. He's got that happening. He also tends to scream and yell when he talks. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. So what's so funny is the fact that he is sort of like a name in his space, right?
He is a more well-known online business person, mm-hmm. very well-known, and he has these really fancy schmancy headshots that he just got done, and he's kind of famous for like buying himself a $300 haircut, or at least he thinks he's famous for that. Like, he was getting a shitty haircut, then he decided to pay $300, what a difference it was, and it's kind of like a... Anyway, to make a long story short, they're good pictures.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're good pictures. Okay.
So they're good pictures. And and some of them are silly, because he is a silly man, too. So then I saw this post come up on my feed, and I just thought, well, there's a lesson in this. So anyway...
Yes.
He says, this is what he wrote. It's a picture, and it's a picture of his face making a pouty face. Obviously, it's him, and obviously, this is a shot that he had done for himself. And it says, I discovered I'm the face of some garbage company over in Italy. And when I read that, I meant that it was a crappy company. That's what I thought at first. You know when you say that, and you're this garbage place. But anyway... But without my permission. So I never heard of this company, and I do not endorse their product or service. As a matter of fact, I would highly suggest you avoid their product or service. Why? they steal images and use them without permission. And if they do something as unethical as that, to me, the sky is the limit. Just giving you a heads up, as if I've now been alerted by several people because they are running a big paid advertising campaign with my face all over it. The lawyers have been alerted nonetheless. And I just find it so interesting that it truly is a garbage company.
Yeah, yeah. He's selling garbage.
Yeah.
And
so
I find it appropriate, but
yes.
So it's people, a little bit appropriate.
But go ahead, Jess. Go ahead.
Don't, first of all, don't effing steal images off the internet.
No, don't do
that. Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't
but
do
also,
that.
I do think it's so hilarious that, like, they chose this one. The one time they take a picture and it's of a guy with, like, an audience all over the world.
Yes. That is really internet famous.
Yeah. If you go to Heckle Money, hold on. H-E.
Heckle Money.
I think he's Heckle Money. It's even on their home page, I think.
Get out.
Oh, they're Italian. I have to translate it. Hold on.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. So I just think that it's and if you are going to be using or stealing an image, don't use it for Facebook ads.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I mind you,
silly.
Still, don't steal. Buy them. See the licenses. But even if you want to kind of sort of get away with it, just don't use it for Facebook ads, for God's sake.
No,
that's
you shouldn't
just
do
horrible.
It at all. Can't do
somebody
it at all.
Will. He so what? Bad.
You can't take them at all. Don't take other people's
don't do
images.
It.
You've got to go and get yourself a subscription to iStock or use 123RF.com or anything else. It's so bad to steal images.
It's not good.
The only time I think it's okay, I'm going to be totally honest. The only time I think it's okay to steal images is when you're doing a presentation or like a talk because who's going to know? You do the talk, it's over. It's not like you're going to post the slides in public. And then don't post the slides in public.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Only if you were doing like SlideShare or something like that, yeah. But
if you're
still,
doing SlideShare, you got to take the images out, yeah.
Yeah. But still, don't steal images. It'll get you back. So please be mindful
about
that.
But it's just
that.
Funny it happened to Derek.
Derek Halpern.
I found
sorry,
it hilarious.
Dude. But it was hilarious. He gave us all some time for funny funnies.
Yay.
On your thing. But do you know what I didn't tell you, Jess?
What?
I didn't tell you how much I personally enjoyed your interview with Christy Hausler last week.
Well, thanks. That's
nice.
You
know, I really, really do think that you are brilliant at interviewing. There's something really very unique that you do when you're talking with people and that it's super down to earth to be able to have simple conversations that are interesting.
I like
with other people.
So.
I think that that's a gift. It's really great for you to be able to do stuff like that, to really keep on asking the same question. I remember when you were talking about the with Christy about how hard it is to answer certain questions in Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually asked that question to her like three different times because she didn't quite answer the question that you asked her.
Yeah.
But I was just
that's
like,
right. I was digging. You're right. I totally dug with her.
You totally did because you kept bringing it back. And mm-hmm. I enjoyed that process. I enjoyed also getting to know Christy from a different perspective, to know where we're coming from with our business.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kinda
nice. Because a lot of the time, you know, one of the reasons that Christy is such a great fit for us is that she represents what indie podcasters are. She represents what all of us kind of go through. I mean, who basically just like starts their business by throwing things away? Like starting, I mean, her whole story about like moving, you know, using their retirement and moving into Florida and all that kind of stuff at the same time and starting a new business. It's just like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, it's not the typical story for sure.
No, it's not. And I think that there's something to be said about that. I feel that, you know, thank you, Christy, for coming in and showing us the value that you bring to the community.
Yeah.
And because.
You know, we know her as one in one capacity.
Right. Right, exactly. And I think that there's something to be said by not having to have her have to teach something to us, but simply get to know another human being, which is what podcasting is about. So thank you. And so if you do want to hire another human being as wonderful as Christy Hausler, you can do that. By
you can even
to
hire Chrissy Hausler, even.
You can even hire, well, that's what I'm saying. Go to teamhuntpodcast.com. She has a lovely little team that can work with you to get your podcast ready in whichever way you want it to get ready. Whether it's as simple as getting your social media stuff done for you, or maybe all you need is to submit all your stuff into iTunes and make sure that it's done properly. Or maybe you need a little bit of support because you've taken a hiatus and you want to kind of, get back on the horse and you've been off your game for a while. That's a really great time to reach out to a team to help you get going, because the lethargy and just that that energy that it takes to get going back into things, it's challenging. So it's a great time to go with them. So thank you so much for being our sponsor, Christy. And I loved listening to you, if you happen to be listening to us again.
I think she does.
Yeah. So are we ready to move into some Hollywood? All right. So we're moving into Hollywood. Some Hollywood
news
back to back.
We're moving into the Elfmans.
The Elfmans, I know. So here's a headline that I saw at the Hollywood Reporter. Wondery.
Which I didn't even know.
First,
I didn't even
scripted,
know that you read that.
I don't. Basis. I was searching, obviously, for podcasts. I don't listen. I do my research all based on podcasts. So this was in my RSS feed, delivered for podcast news.
Got it.
Wondery launches first scripted podcast, Secrets, Crimes, and Audio Tape. And it says exclusive. So Jenna Elfman and Bodhi Elfman are going to be the voice, going to voice the first story in this series. So Wondery is basically a podcasting company, and it's run by former Fox executives Hernan Lopez and Jeffrey Glasser. And they are launching their first scripted audio series, which all on its own, I didn't even know that this company existed. Have we reported on them? Am I forgetting?
No, but these people were my ticket into the into the upfront.
Oh,
because
you see
they sent an email. I got on their email list like a little while ago, and they sent an email. Oh my God, where is it? Basically, it was like, it says Wondery is one of the 12 companies selected to present at the podcast upfront. Seats are limited. If you're an advertiser or an agency, do you want to attend? Reply and I'll get you on the list. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So yes, I do know of them, but I don't know how I came about them, but I came about them recently. They're newer.
They're newer, and it seems like really cool because it seems to me here that they're really developing just unique audio content, which is really great. So the Secret Crimes and Audio Tape are going to feature a series of dramatic and comedic stories. This is according to the actual Hollywood Reporter article. And they're told over a half-hour weekly episode, and they're focused on crime, love, mystery, and conspiracy. So the first story that Jenna and Bodhi are going to be doing is called A Beautiful Spell, and it's an adaptation of Greg Callery's stage play of the same name about a husband and wife who wake up in the middle of the night afraid that they might have fallen out of love. I think that's so intriguing.
That's so dramatic.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But wait,
what?
Just out of nowhere?
What do you mean?
That's so unrealistic.
What do you mean it's a realistic? Well, no, it's because,
all of a sudden get smacked with the idea that you're not in love with someone. You either is or you isn't.
Right.
Everyone, I think, goes through phases of apathy
right.
towards the other person,
as,
for lack of a better word. But, like, I would never just sit up straight in bed and be like, do we not love each other?
Well,
so ridiculous.
Isn't that intriguing, though? I would like to listen to the story because I'd like to see how it's developed. And plus, it's if it's adapted, we can already go listen to, or not listen to, but like read the play, right? Because it's the same. If you look at A Beautiful Spell and you can see it, it's a play, dude. It's a dramatic expression of sorts.
True.
So, anyway.
I think that really the problem here is that I don't think I like plays.
Yeah, but dude, this is audio.
I used to be in theater, and I was really into it when I was in it. And then every time I look at play descriptions, like especially if I'm going to visit New York City, I'll look at play descriptions like, oh, maybe I can catch a show or something. And then I'm like, all of these are dumb.
Oh my God, Jess.
I'm so not into them anymore.
blasphemy.
I know, you're a theater major.
If we go to New York together, I am dragging your ass to a play.
Oh, just like the ones. Okay, so the ones I've read are like, you know, Arthur Miller and Waiting for Godot and like a lot of Shakespeare and like
so much good stuff everywhere.
Just all there. It's good, but it's like I think I might be over it. I wouldn't mind seeing the Mormon one.
Oh yeah, the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon, and I wouldn't mind seeing I guess
Hamilton.
Wicked,
of course,
but even that seems dumb. Hamilton. I mean, I guess.
Have you not seen
I don't have that
like
much
the
interest in it.
Of Hamilton? I think that
no.
To me, I'm blown away. I mean,
what's the big deal? Because Hamilton's. What's the big deal?
No, the big deal is that number one, the guy is for me. This is for me. No, no, no. He's Latino. He
right.
is. So that's number one. He is like, you know, of Latin descent.
Yeah.
And then he wrote all the music, and it's hip-hop music. And just the actual way
that
he wrote
cool.
the music, it's really interesting because he packed all the – there's so much story in the music and the way that it's crafted. And the fact that he started writing this, it was so weird. It's like he read a biography on Hamilton, right, a really big, fat one. And as soon as he started reading it, he thought, this needs to be made into a musical. Now, anyone – who reads a biography on Hamilton and yeah. his first thought is this needs to be a musical, to me is genius because what?
I mean, and it certainly makes him a visionary for sure.
Exactly. So he's my type of guy. You know, he's yeah. an innovator, he's a visionary, and the way yeah. that the play was cast is all diverse. So it's, you know, there's like, it's a fully, you know, black, white, yellow, brown, pink cast.
Red.
And it's all cast differently, and it's not... So anyway, the diversity that he brought to Broadway is pretty amazing.
That's
so
true.
All those things,
that part's good. But I mean, is it like on my bucket list? Not really.
That's true. Well, the reason that it's not on my bucket list is because, for God's sake, it's like too many people are going... Like, there's no way... Like, it's too hard, dude. It would be too hard to even... Like, you get there, and I go, I want to go see Hamilton... And the you know, the ticket prices are too expensive.
Yeah,
and blah blah blah.
Yeah, so much hassle. My whole life is revolved around avoiding hassle, and that just seems like asking
it
for hassle.
It seems like a lot of hassle. That's the only reason that I would avoid it. But anyway,
totally.
So now, continuing on to a little bit more news about this, about Hollywood. Actually, this is huge. This is something I saw today, which is a little bit earlier than you guys are going to be listening to. But it seems like Gimlet Startup is being made into a pilot for ABC.
Yes, and while we can all burn with jealousy for Alex Blumberg,
yeah.
let's think
because
about what it means.
Because he's an executive producer. Is it a producer yeah. or exact producer? I forgot what it says on the
It says podcast.
Executive producers along with Braff. That's right. Holy cow.
Yeah,
Blumberg
Zach Braff
and his
is going to play Alex Blumberg, which I think will be great because he hasn't done yeah. anything good in a while. And I think he's good.
Yep.
Do you like Zach? People hate Zach Braff, but I like him.
He's fine. I don't have any strong feelings about him. But it's crazy that they are exec producers on that. Like they got through in the door with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the only thing, though, is that I guess that obviously the name is going to possibly change because it seems like there's another title out there that is also startup-ish, I guess.
Oh, really?
I'm not quite sure. It says the show's title may have to change due to the conflict with another startup series at Sony's Crackle.
Okay.
I don't even know
that?
What Crackle is.
I don't know
but,
what that is either.
So anyway,
well, so we're jealous of Alex
dudes.
Blumberg, but I don't think it means that all of us can have podcasts that will all of a sudden turn into pilots.
Oh, come on, Jess.
That's not why it's good for me. When I see that, I don't see, like, podcasters are all going to turn into television stars like stand-up comics. But what I do see is that it's going to be on ABC.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
More people are going to start understanding what a podcast is. More people yep. are going to start listening. Advertisers are going to pay more. Everybody wins.
Yep.
That's my world. Like, you want to have a pilot? You got to be hilarious, or Alex Blumberg, who worked for NYC for God knows how long. You know,
yep.
I mean, here we still are in the same, like, pros talking to pros. But this time, when it goes on ABC, the rest of the world sees and understands what it is we actually do, which,
yep.
you know, only 36. I mean, it's growing. Right now, still only 36% of people in this country have even heard a podcast and or listen.
or understand that. No, I get it. Now,
yeah, but, I mean, when that's 66, we're going to be rich. That's what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I totally agree. In fact, I didn't even think about it from that perspective. But
yeah,
I do see
it means
it, but,
more for everybody.
But I see it from our perspective in that the pool for ideas, though, and I'm sort of like torn about this because the pool
for
ideas.
Well, for you, it's all about
content
creation. I don't think of it that way. This is the fundamental difference between us, is that you see other people having opportunities and you go, ooh, creative content. And I see, ooh, more ad opportunities.
No, because see, you know what I saw? Like, as soon as I said, oh, come on, you know how fun it would be to have a pilot based on She Podcast? I mean, just the fact that
God.
I am at Starbucks right now recording this. Do you understand how funny that would be to have you
well,
doing your thing?
Well, first of all, I already have this all scripted out in my head. See, it would have to be somewhat of a split screen when we're recording.
Yes.
But then half the show would be everything that leads up to you getting to the point. So that's what it is, right? So like the first half hour is, or 20 minutes, is Elsie following Elsie to record point for like Monday, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then maybe after record point, you follow Jessica Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? And then next show. And then
it could
maybe the next show.
Both.
Or both, right?
Be,
it just depends. Or right, you just could go back and forth scene to scene.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it would be more fun to just do like he said, she said kind of. Anyway, I have it all in my head.
Yeah,
it's
but
already
I also
done.
Could see it like how it could be parallel universes, you know, like, you know, we'll show a scene for you, a scene of me.
Right,
and then
and
we could have like
a screen of us like yelling at our kids, shut up, I'm about to record.
I know, exactly. And the other thing would be really funny is that I think that maybe we should communicate via, obviously, because we communicate via Messenger. To have those conversations we have and then have the messengers pop on the screen while we're doing what we're doing.
The
like
other
if I'm
stuff,
in the,
right.
The other stuff. Like, while we're sitting there, like, you know, because you don't know what I'm doing when I'm answering your question. And
no,
then
but I'd love to see me speeding home from the grocery store while you're, like, pushing your van up the hill. Right? Up the hill from your country.
Dude, I'm telling
on your country
you,
road.
It would
be brilliant.
The funniest.
Where do we pitch
1 hour,
this? It has
I don't know,
to get
but
done.
We need to, yeah, we need
if
to
there's
have,
anyone
like,
listening that knows where to pitch a pilot, please write us
feedback
at shepodcast.com. And let us know. We'll definitely give you a cut of the cash.
A 1 hour, like, kind of like Gilmore Girls type style.
Yes!
Like, it would be sort of like that. It wouldn't be like a 30 minute, it wouldn't be a
no, it would have to be an hour.
It would
have to be an hour.
Because it could totally be very poignant. Like, we could have, like, deep stories and stuff, you know, like dramatic.
We could only have a sitcom if we moved into the same house.
Yeah, that would
and then
be.
You're trying to, like, organic farm in the backyard. While, like, Scott's, like, buying all his metrosexual, like, knives and hair products. That's
Dude.
Why. That would be a funny sitcom, too. But since we've never done that, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. That would be weird.
It would be weird. This is a better idea.
All right. So let's move into our next little bit of news for some of you. Think about this. Like, see how I'm moving
God.
Us along?
That was fun. You are. You're doing a good job. Should I be doing that? Because I feel like you've. Maybe I don't know. Do you ever need a vacation from keeping things on track? I can help.
It would be nice. Maybe one day I could just
the one
like,
time
you take
I offered
it
to do it. You had a panic attack because remember we didn't have show notes.
That's right. It was so fun though.
I listened to that one recently. I don't remember why, but
it
you
was
were just
very
like,
fun.
Okay, let's do it. Like you were about to get slimed.
You
like,
can
okay,
totally take over. I'm happy to do that. Right. It would have been really nice. But
okay, so let's get into the next thing. Podster holds Best Undiscovered Podcast Competition. So Podster Magazine has announced the Podster Best Undiscovered Podcast Competition. Contest is being hosted and run by Shelf Media Group. It's a competition open to podcasters worldwide. They have to have an average of fewer than 1,000 listens per episode. It has to be in English. They have to be 18 years old. It started on June 1st and it's going to end November 15th. So if you fall into that category, check out what is the website? I don't know. Shelfmediagroup.com. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, you can. I think it says
$50.
Oh yeah. Well, we have to talk about what it takes to do this though. But the interesting thing before we talk about this. Before we talk about the actual details, I really like that they're concentrating on fewer than 1,000 downloads/listens per episode per month.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's actually aiming to the majority of us.
Right. Now, well, not us anymore.
Not us Ours anymore. Gets more. That's right. The competition entry period began on June 1st. So we were kind of late. It goes up to November 15th. But you can email
but you have two
your
months,
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you can email by sending an email. Email by sending an email. Do you hear that? That's really clear.
Yes.
Podcasts at shelfmediagroup.com.
Yeah.
And there is a $50 entry fee per podcast episode entered.
And you can pay via PayPal. If any of my clients are listening and you fall under this category, I think you should apply. Because if I'm representing you, it means that you're worthy of my attention and therefore of this contest.
Yes. So and also, you know what's interesting, though, but I heard, and it's funny because we mentioned it on the feed, just the last episode of the feed.
Yeah.
And what do you think the response was from some of our listeners to the feed?
Oh, God. Probably something negative.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me guess. Wait,
but what were they? What was their biggest bitching point?
Hold on. Is it the fee, entry fee?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I can't stand it with these people.
I know.
$50. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
if any of those Libsyn lovers are listening here, I used to be a graphic designer. Every graphic design contest costs $250 to enter to win any kind of design award. Same with advertising awards. You have to pay thousands of dollars for ESPYs and Addies and whatever the heck. I mean, listen, you want to be considered, you pay them because somebody has to make money for running the contest.
Exactly. And that's what I said. I said that at $50 is pretty reasonable.
It's nothing.
You don't,
are you kidding?
You know, especially for somebody.
Charity.
Yeah.
It's practically charity.
You can even think about it from this perspective. What if there's a lot of people who are not paying, right? There's a lot of people who are like, I'm not going to pay $50. But let's say you do pay $50 and you put it out there and then you win something. It's sort of like paying $50 for an ad. It's sort of like, you know, it's product placement. It's like, I'll give you $50 to put you in a magazine. I'll give you $50 for a Facebook ad, right? Run it for like a month or something. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You still get, it's $50.
Yeah,
it's
like, worth it for the chance to win.
Yeah. But just like,
I think, cough it up. I know it's tough. Things are tough. I mean, we all need money, but this is an opportunity for you to be a little more known and grow your audience a little bit. Cough it up.
Why not take it? To me,
are you
it was
sad
like,
that
why
we can't
not
enter?
Take a chance? Not really, because we've kind of done.
Because now we're known.
Mind you, it's taken us quite a while, but still.
Two years.
All right. Now,
two years to break over 1,000 a week.
And have this, like, so let's talk about our lovely, amazing audio
editor?
Editing solutions editor.
All right,
audio
let's talk about John John.
Let's talk about John
John. John, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Yes. No, because it's like, seriously, you know, can I tell you how, I'm going to talk about John while he's listening.
We know he's listening because he's our editor.
We know he's because he's right here.
Yeah.
So, but... How can I tell you how good it makes me feel when I like have my little freak out that I can't get internet and I can actually call him on the phone and talk to him about
my problem. He always has a solution.
My problem.
He's audio editing solutions.
Even though he didn't exactly. That was good.
It's true though.
Although
sorry,
he didn't have a solution for me.
I'm interrupting
sadly.
Her praise. I don't want to do that.
Sadly, he didn't have a solution this time, but it's a really tough, you know.
Well, this time you made it impossible.
Call,
let's
whatever.
Be honest.
So, but anyway, but still, he just having that and being able to say like, "Hey, John, I have like this 6-minute like audio feedback. What do we do?
Can you play it while we're on the air?
You know, like just stuff like that because it's just so great to have him to be part of your team. And you know what he's doing is like he's got this really cool package. It's that did not sound
wow, Elsie. Elsie, I'm telling Randy.
I did not mean to say that.
Okay, let's rephrase.
Well, I mean, I did mean to say
He's
that.
He's put together a special service package for our listeners, is
oh,
what
great.
Elsie meant. Don't say he has a cool package. Because
oh my God.
We're not supposed to know about it.
Oh, my God.
We're not supposed to know or tell other people about that package.
Holy crap. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, Elsie, always good for a laugh. Always good for a chuckle.
Anyway, thanks. But he's got this, and it's called the Diva Package.
Special Diva Package. That doesn't sound bad at all.
No, it doesn't. But you do get show notes. 5 tweets.
Dirty birdie.
No, I can't get over it. Oh my God. So right. You get your stuff uploaded.
Hold on a second. John, do you want to explain? Okay, basically, here's what John's going to do for you.
Oh my God. I can't.
It's a special Diva package for people who are listening. And for whatever reason, Team Podcast may be either too much for you or whatever. You want our editor. John will do 5 tweets per episode, do the upload, write the blog post for you, and do the show notes. I don't know the price. It's not in here.
No, he has to. You got to email.
You have to email him.
And if I can step in here, ladies, you can. I also will record on Cast like you're doing right now.
Oh,
so I'll
record
your show
on Cast, which is better.
This is so fun.
Yes.
Are you live? I guess you're live doing it. So he'll record live with you so he can do fun sound
like
effects
this.
As well.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not if you don't prefer that. That's not. It's optional. That part's optional.
So you guys need to email. I mentioned the name last time. John, I forgot what your email was that you
John
wanted.
John at audioeditingsolutions.com.
Solutions.com. There, that's pretty simple. John at audioeditingsolutions.com. Mind you guys, he is booking up. So if you want this to happen.
Especially because it's fall. They're both booking up.
Yes.
Christy
and
too.
So send your stuff in over to John as soon as possible. He's going to have to sift through the stuff. And he only has a few spots open. So if you're really, really serious, you got to reach out to him right away. Okay? Yo.
Yo. Yo, yo. Do it.
Yo, baby. Yo. All right. So
all right,
we
what
have,
else?
I think this is our last little bit that we have because I think I want to skip that last thing again. It's too much of a conversation, dude.
It's really
and
not.
My brain's not into it.
But it's okay.
But this I do have. I'm happy about this. It seems like.
Oh,
wait.
The next thing we have to talk about.
Well, yeah. The next thing we do. The last thing.
All right.
Which is that I keep moving all the time. I'm moving it right now.
All right.
But the last thing that
this
we have
here. This is fascinating. I can't wait to talk. I actually can't wait to talk about this.
Why don't you go ahead. You do it.
All right. I'll run the show, Elsie. Back off.
Do it.
All right. So. So somebody posted this in the She Podcast group. And then I Googled it so that I could look at the. Okay. Basically, it's a shirt on ModCloth, which is a cool website to find like retro clothes and stuff. ModCloth.com. They named a shirt the podcast co-host top in Midnight, which is Midnight Blue.
Yeah, because of the color.
Right, because of the color. And there's also some other. Did you look at the related products?
Yes, I did. They were so much better.
So first of all, it's not even about the top, which, as everyone in the group pointed out, podcasters all podcast naked. So we don't need tops or pants. For that matter, there's no need for any of this. But the best part is like the details, right? So like, here's the details for the co-host top at Midnight. Even a late night in the studio deserves your best style effort. Disagree! Show you agree by sporting this navy top to record your next episode. Boasting a notched neckline, tab sleeves, and a deeper blue trim down the center, this sharp ModCloth namesake label top makes your outfit just as clever as the insights you share with your digital audience. Ba-dum-bum. So then, but this one actually made me pee a little. It was so funny because this shirt could not be uglier. The podcast premiere top, okay?
Which I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God,
the other
details are so funny. Okay, first of all, it's 100%.
The party top was my favorite. Okay,
first of all, like the first one, it's 100% polyester, itchy, scratchy, and it says, there's a lot to talk about on your debut episode, but this paisley top keeps the focus on your style. Your guests perfectly illustrate the muted tones, ruffled overlapping front, and breezy silhouette of this gorgeous blouse with their compliments, giving your program a truly fashion-forward tone. First of all, how can your guests illustrate muted tones? Secondly, do they not realize we're doing this on Skype? There's just so much wrong with that. Okay.
And I guess it's not selling very well because it's now 70% off, $11.99. $12.
The next one is... Did you see the party top?
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, so this is an actual decent top, yeah. But also the details are funny. Recording new episodes always feels like a party, and you're dressed to impress. And this yoke neck top and your fave skinnies. Its layered crocheted trim hem earns kudos from your guests who aren't seeing you, who have kicked... That's my part. Who have you kicking up your ballet flats with laughter long after you've pressed pause. Okay, don't wear shoes. Don't wear pants. Definitely not wearing a polyester shirt. And definitely not having my guests comment on my outfits.
Yeah. But these are, mind you.
The article in New York Mag was even funnier because whoever wrote it was just like, after reading it, I have even more questions. Why co-host? Because the singular... podcast host in a different shirt? Will Ira Glass never know the feeling of this 100% polyester blouse pressed against his skin? Does it pair well with a tote bag? Are they unveiling a blogger shirt? Couldn't this just be a large stain-proof sack? Yes, that's really good. If you could see what I'm wearing right now, you would cry.
Oh my god.
No, I am wearing... Wait, let's talk about what we're wearing and whether or not it belongs on Mod Cloth.
Well, mind you, I am in a public space.
All right, I'll go first then. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, all right.
We should also mention when our last shower was.
Oh, my God. Do we have to?
Let me look at the... Okay, today's Tuesday? Oh, today's Wednesday. Okay, Monday night was my last shower. I did comb my hair, but, you know, my hair is curly, so comb is like the word of the day. And then... black stretch pants and a top I think my mother-in-law gave me, which is black and purple and gray tie-dye that comes over my butt so no one can see how fat I am. That's pretty much it. No makeup, black glasses, and red nail polish, which doesn't match. You first of all, with your last shower.
Okay, Friday again. So that's good. So we're in the same, like...
Wait, yeah. Friday?
Friday was my last shower.
Mine was Monday. Okay, you win.
I went, yeah. Friday was my last shower. I am wearing jeans, and because that's all I live in.
Yeah. And even in the hot, though, it's so hot out.
I knew that I was going to be inside.
I know, but it's supposed to be humid as balls today. Hold on. I got to go to weather.com. You're in a mall?
I'm at a mall right now.
Elsie, I can't even imagine you in a mall. Hold on.
Okay, I'm in a mall.
I just want to illustrate for people what the weather is supposed to be today.
No, dude, I'm not in Batcave anymore. Let's not say where I live.
Oh, where do you live?
Well, let's continue with Batcave. So we can keep it.
Because you don't live there anymore?
No.
Okay. Well, say it's near Batcave, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. The weather is sun and clouds mixed, stray shower or thunderstorm, high 86. Okay. She's wearing jeans. Okay. What else?
I am wearing jeans. I'm wearing Crocs, pink Crocs. And then the jeans are like, you know, flared at the bottom. Of course
they are. But not just a little.
Of course they are.
Because Elsie likes to have like 2 foot flares.
Yes, I do. Jeans. I love flares.
I do too.
And I have a gray tank top on with an asymmetrical line, so it looks like something's wrong with the tank top because it's got like a. It looks like, wait, what's wrong with that top?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be that way. And then I have like an olive green sweater on top of that, which is kind of funky.
Oh my God, you're dressed for winter.
I know, because it's freezing outside. I mean, inside here with the air conditioner. And. My hair is up because obviously it's dirty, so it's just up.
Who knows what's living in it?
My hair. Right, and then I have the most beautiful nail polish ever, which is like totally goes against everything else, but it's so pretty. Light blue. It's a light blue color.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So pretty. It's one of my. I keep looking at my hands, and I'm like, such a pretty color.
I'd also like to add that I'm on my last clean pair of underwear. If I don't do laundry today or tomorrow,
yeah, no,
I'm going to have to go al dente. Is it al dente or al fresco? I think al fresco means fresh. Al dente means hard.
Isn't it commando?
Commando is the Italian commando. Version. Oh, no, I guess I was doing Italian.
Al commando?
El Camino?
Is al commando a thing?
Either way. Anyway, so yeah, does that mean we need a shell... white top with a scoop neck and don't need that stuff.
It doesn't match.
But please feel free to check it out with the show notes. We'll have the links if you need to purchase the co-host or the premiere or the party top. If you do end up doing that, send us a picture of yourself in it and we will post it somewhere.
Oh my God, that would be so hilarious. Yeah, we will post it somewhere. Now, mind you though, dude, this is what we didn't talk about. Okay, let's remove the actual clothing out of the equation. But just the fact that ModCloth named clothing with podcast, like that's a thing, like podcast host, like that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, that I think that that's pretty.
Podcast, it's a thing for ModCloth. Not for life.
And it's a podcast. Wait, so you're top. I mean,
are you applying the same principle to the pilot of the pilot as you are? So now that people are naming their clothes after podcasters that were now more mainstream.
Yes.
That would be true if this was Kohl's. It's ModCloth. I bet you,
dude,
I bet you 65% of the people who just heard ModCloth had never heard of it before. It's not that well known of a site.
Because ModCloth is cool. Like podcasters.
It is.
Cool.
It is.
So right. we're hipster. So we're
hip to be square.
So, you know, and mind you, there was an article on the New York Magazine around this. So it's very meta.
Well, that's true, but again.
Okay. So.
Keep in mind, they're New Yorkers. They know what they're talking about when it comes to podcasting.
Dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I driving you nuts with my negativity right now?
No, you're not.
Okay. I'm just saying, all media talks to one another. So, of course, New Yorkers know about ModCloth. It's a retro, it's a hipsterville, and these are hipster clothes.
Right. And it's called podcasting clothes. The podcast hosts must wear this flowy navy blue blouse.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
But anyway, if you're a woman, and sorry, guys, because I know we have a lot of you guys listening too. The thread that's in She Podcast, the Facebook group around this post, thank you, Miss Beckett from History Chicks, for posting it and bringing it to all of our attention, was hilarious. Or it continues to be hilarious because people are making the craziest comments on that post. And I think that ModCloth should definitely check it out. ModCloth, if you're listening, go to the She Podcast page if you're a girl and check out the post because it's hilarious. You guys might learn quite a few, a lot from just reading the comments.
Right.
And if you have any feedback, you can email. What can we
feedback at shepodcast.com. You can also check us out on our website, shepodcast.com. Our group, if you want to join, is facebook.com/groups/shepodcast. You can also check us out on Twitter and Instagram at shepodcast. And
do we have, we don't even have an Instagram, dude.
I asked you this last time.
We don't have an Instagram.
Okay, forget what I said about that, but we are on Twitter at She Podcasts. And you're right, we don't have an Instagram. But we do have a Twitter. We do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/She Podcasts. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that is it,
we're
dude.
Dunzo. We're diggity we're done.
And so next week, guys, you're going to have a special episode. I'm not quite exactly sure what it is that we're going to be putting out because Jess is going to be doing her upfront. So it's
maybe
going to be a couple.
Record Monday.
I think that there's an issue with our scheduling, which is why
right.
this came about.
Okay, well, so maybe we'll have a show next time. Maybe we won't. But if you're listening to this, I'm probably in New York City crapping in my pants.
Yes. Great.
If you're listening to this
vision.
Tuesday 9/6, Wednesday 9/7, or Thursday 9/8, depending on which day, I'll probably need to change my pants while you're listening to this right now because I'm going to be crapping in them.
Oh,
is that
God.
Offensive? But it's true. I'm scared to death. I'm not even
and
just about the Isaac
so
thing.
Fun.
I am just
so fun.
You know, part of the guilt is made worse by the fact that I'm scared, I think, to go and that therefore I want to talk myself out of it so badly because I'm nervous and scared.
Yeah, I getcha.
And it's not even that I don't think I'm smart enough. It's that I'm too short and wide to go is what I feel. People in New York seem tall and skinny. I feel like the whole state is like Rob Greenlee, just like the tallest, skinniest people alive. And I'm just like a troll dressed in green.
The state of New York is like Rob Greenlee. We need to give him that.
I know.
Piece of
it's not even true because New York's full of Jews and they're all short like me. But I just mean like, I feel like the whole world is taller and skinnier than me. And this will be obvious at a place that's important. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
Just roll me on in there. Let me make jokes and then roll me out.
You're such a dork.
That was a terrible. That wasn't even a good pity party. It was like a lame
that was
as hell.
So bad.
I'm sorry.
But anybody else who has any feedback, you know where to get us.
Don't give me feedback on that because I'm mostly just kidding.
And we can't wait to hear from you. And I can't wait for Jess to tell us all about.
Yay! I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. Love you.
Mean it.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
The